a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yes.
We did it.
It's a Thursday, everybody, which means we've come to the conclusion of this week.
12 in.
And we're 12 in, is that, Dan? Do that quick math for me.
It's a third, if you can believe it.
It's a third. That's
right. 12 fortieths is 6 twentieths, which is 3 tenths. 3 out of 10 is 30%.
I love it.
That's big math, man.
That's big math.
Now, 30% is not a third. Those are different. I learned that today.
Yes. Yeah. Good job.
But
here we're
six and a half
dozen of the others.
This is exactly right, guys and gals across the country and the world.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for joining us on this here Thursday. Hope you're doing well. It's been a good week.
It really has.
Let's talk about some ways that we can improve really quickly, kind of as we head into another week next week. What can we do?
You're doing, like trying to hold back a burp or whatever that was. We can improve there, I think.
Okay,
that's
else?
A good place to start.
What else?
Yeah. You know what we could do is really make sure we get enough carbs and sugar, and there's a new way to do that. It's on the market.
Ooh,
I don't know if you remember, if you're a longtime Decker, you may remember back in January of 2019. I know that that's over a decade ago in COVID time. But January of 2019, we were still operating out of basically a living room. And yes, the sound quality is great. But there's a little episode called North Pole that we did in January. It's a classic Christmas movie. And we were doing our own ads because no one had purchased ads for us yet. And we came up with what we thought to be a fictional candy bar called Snackers.
Yes.
And Rachel Rogers, listener of the show, sent us this yesterday.
Some 2 years later, almost.
And it's a box of Snackers. Now, it would be as seen on Deck the Hallmark, whether it's sweet, whether it's salty, it's a Snackers. That's the actual tagline from, go back and listen to the North Pole episode, guys. Seriously, the quotes that we all said, and we made up this candy bar, and this candy bar was 98% cacao chocolate. It had Nerds candy bar, it had nougat, and it had nuts in it. And it would be cool if she sent us a box. But she did one better. She made, go ahead and pass it down. Take one and pass it down. That'd be great. She made actual Snackers.
Yeah. Mm.
And I would love to tell you that this is an unboxing, but we already did this earlier. Yeah. Brandon and I did. They have every ingredient that we mention on that podcast from January of 2019 in them. And it's Snackers are now a real candy bar, and we're all going to take a bite. And Panda's excited if he could ever get it open. We're all going to take a bite together. Rachel, thank you for snacking with us and for listening along.
We really have the best fans. I think the best listeners out there.
Yeah. You can join the Facebook group. They do a cookie exchange and a secret Santa. It's a one big happy, you know, hundreds of people big family.
The coloring on
it looks great.
It is a beautiful candy bar.
But, we knew this from Snackers.
Of course.
The Snackers product never disappoints.
So to Snackers.
Let's eat.
Got some nuts.
I tell you.
Got some Nerds.
On that second bite, when you crunch into that first Nerd, that's when it's real.
Huh.
You don't expect Nerds candy to work in a chocolate bar, and they don't.
Thank you, Rachel, for making our...
this is better than I thought it would be.
Candy dreams come true.
There it is. It's for Snackers.
I want to... Have you made candy before? Because if this was your...
Yeah, this is in... If you've never made candy and you just out of the box went Snackers and pulled it off this way...
Can we suggest that you are in the
I like to think Rachel's been working on this since January of 2019.
I can't get it right. The nougat.
Just doing different...
I don't know how you make nougat, but she crushed it.
Yeah.
This is great nougat.
It really is not a bad candy bar. And I think that's the most surprising part of it all. The Nerds do catch you by surprise.
They do.
It's almost like you decide to throw that in. We could be just snacking on pure nougat and chocolate deliciousness, but you had to chime in and say.
Well, at that point, it's just the Three Musketeers, right?
No, there's nuts in there. She ground up nuts into the nougat.
Yeah.
There's nuts in the nougat. Saw them live.
There's nuts in the nougat.
You're going to knock it out, aren't you? Are you going to knock it out? Or are you going to finish the whole thing?
No, I don't think I can.
I thought about something else that we
nuts
could
in
do.
The nougat in the silver spoon.
To improve.
We'll have a good nut then.
I thought of something else that we could do to improve.
We'll have a good nut then. Is that what you said? You nailed it. You know we'll have a good nut then. Yeah.
And the nuts and the nougat and the silver. Put the nerds in and then get a spoon.
Oh,
we're a real podcast.
Panda, I have a gift for you.
Me?
I don't, you know, we're in the spirit of the season here. Sometimes the holiday season gets the best of me. I found this and I thought of you.
Oh.
Okay. It's a coffee mug. All right.
Oh.
With a panda on it.
Oh,
it's a
goodness.
Christmas mug.
Oh, I thought there were question marks.
It's a that would be a better thing. It is a mug panda.
I love
with
it.
A panda on it, and it's a Christmas mug.
I love it.
It's so a Christmas mug.
I didn't get you anything.
That's all. Listen, you have
he
a while.
Never does.
You have a while. And so I just want you to know that sometimes I see things and I think about you, especially when it has a panda on it.
No, thank you. No, I love it. I cherish this, and I cherish you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. That means
a lot.
Dan, do you have anything that you want to add?
No. I did not get anything. Okay. And, you know, I'll keep living.
Okay. Well. But you get something every day just by...
That's right. I do.
...my existence. So you're welcome. Hey, if you haven't joined Bramble Jam Plus, please do that.
Yes.
If you haven't left a review on the iTunes or the Apple Podcast, please do that. If you haven't followed us on the social media, at Hallmark Podcast, it's the easiest way to find out our weekly schedule, because on Sundays we post the movies and the day in which those movies are going to be released.
People love the schedule, Bram.
People love a good schedule. People love a good schedule. They're big list people.
And then there's me that comes in and I don't know the schedule for the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what are we doing?
Who do we got going? Yeah. Are you guys ready to dive into the Christmas bow?
Couldn't be more ready.
Oh, wow.
Christmas bow.
Go.
The drum solo is over.
Go,
it's done.
Go. Oh, wow. All right, everybody. It's time for the Christmas bow. It originally aired on November 8th, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. The movie starts off with the Malone's Music Shop and their yearly annual Christmas party. It is a classy music store where kids can just run around during Christmas time with their Christmas dreams coming true. It's the big Christmas party, and there's two kids in particular, Patrick and Kate. Patrick encourages Kate as she is getting ready to perform on her violin. It is her family's music store, her family's Christmas party, and she is going to play Carol of the Bells, and Patrick watches in pure amazement. Cut to present day, and Kate is auditioning for the Rocky Mountain Philharmonic, and she crushes it. But that's not the only thing she crushes. On her way out, she accidentally crushes her hand in the door, and she's going to be out for 6 weeks. Her hand is going to be, in a little cast for 6 weeks. And what is she going to do? Cut to 6 weeks later. She's pumped to get the cast off because she can finally start playing the violin again. It is also opening night for the Philharmonic, and we find out that she made it, but she had to call out and say, hey, I can't make it because of my hand. And that makes her very sad. Cut to Patrick. Patrick is a doctor who is trying to get hired by Hands and Hearts, which is a thing that goes...
Be your hands...
Be your hearts. Go where you send me.
I'll stay here.
And so Patrick wants to do this thing, international doctors, all that good stuff. It's great. His father also did this program, so he kind of wants to follow in his dad's footsteps. So she goes to get the cast off, and the doctor says, hey, physical therapy is going to be the key to getting your hand back to the level that it was before the injury. Kate's grandpa comes home for Christmas, Grandpa Joe. He is just the best. More on him to come. She bumps into Patrick at the coffee shop, and they have some fun back and forth. Hey, it's good to see you. It's great to see you, blah, blah, blah. She goes on her way. Kate goes home and tries to play her violin, and it does not go great. She just does not have that strength in her hand yet. So she goes to physical therapy, and guess who the therapist is? It's Patrick. And they really start to catch up. Patrick is talking about his life. She's talking about her life. They're opening up a little bit more. And Patrick's mom invites her over for dinner when she sees her in the office. And they go. They then go to the dinner, and then they go to a Christmas market together. And he convinces her to go sing. And it's fantastic. It's just a wonderful time. Patrick gets some good news. He is one of the finalists for the job. But he's not really sure how he feels about it now, because it's been so long since he even applied for that. Grandpa Joe is really missing his wife. We get a flashback showing her as she seems to have pretty bad dementia. And Kate it plays the violin, plays Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. She starts to sing. You see this joy come back in her eyes. It's an amazing moment. So Grandpa Joe decides, you know what? I want to bring back the Christmas party. I want to remember my wife in that way. I want to do it at the store, but only if Kate plays. And she says, I'm going to try. So Kate and Patrick are hanging out, and he's talking about hands and hearts and how he doesn't really know what he wants now. And he's like, you always know what you want. How do you know that? And she shares that, and then they kiss. Big ones. It was good. The next night, they talk about it. They talk about the kiss. And he's like, I don't want to get in the way of your touring. And she's like, I don't want to get in the way of the hearts and hands. So that's kind of where they leave things. The next day, Kate is playing, and and she's just crushing it. She looks like she's back to normal. But at the very end, her hand starts to hurt so badly that she falls to the ground. And Patrick gets a call. He got the job, which is very exciting, but he doesn't know how he feels about the fact that he got the job. And he goes to check on Kate. Good news, it's nothing serious. It's just a phantom pain. You guys smelling candles?
Just do your job.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. He goes to check on Kate. No, it's the phantom pain. No big deal. But when he tells her about the job that he got it, she's like, let's just talk about this after the party. I just can't handle this right now. And speaking of which, it's time for the party. The town is there. The music is playing. Everyone's having a jolly good time. And Grandpa Joe gives Kate a gift. She goes to unwrap this gift. And it is an amazing new bow for her violin. And turns out Patrick was the one that bought that for her. And she tells him how she feels about him, and how and she's just like, I like being with you. And he's like, I like being with you too, and I think I can help people here or wherever you are. I can go and I can help people. I don't necessarily need to go overseas to help people. And they kiss big ones again. Kate goes down to play her solo, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, just like she played for her grandma. No pain, all joy. I cried. We loved it. Cut to 1 year later, and she is rehearsing for the Philharmonic again. She crushes it. Patrick is waiting for her, and they kiss. And that, my friends, was the Christmas bow.
Hey, we did it.
Wow.
We did it.
We did it, everybody. We did it. I can't wait to dive into this one, and we're going to do that in just a second. First, we're going to take a quick break. Is that okay with you guys?
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
You know, after last week's ad from Blind Chalet, we have heard so many people going, they couldn't believe that there was 55%
off. 55%
off? They thought we were lying. They went to the site, put in the code. We weren't lying. It was 55% off. Look, it's COVID. You're home. You're finding things to do at the house. You're redoing your garden, or you're redoing your kitchen. If you haven't thought about your window coverings in your house, now's the time to do it, because the folks over at Blind Chalet not only are the best window covering people in the world, they also are giving you the best deal in the world right now. Here's the thing. They give you so many different options, a lot of which you can install on your own. They ship for free. They offer free samples. They're there to help if you need it. It's custom window coverings for your home. It's the no-brainer of all no-brainers. It would be a good idea at full regular menu price, but guess what? Right now, you're listening to Deck the Hallmark. The ad from last week, still good this week. They're going to give you 55% off.
Wow.
55% off. That is blindschalet.com, blindschalet.com, and enter Hallmark55 at checkout. Hallmark55 at checkout. You're going to get 55% off right now. Do it now. Pinch Now's me. The time. You're not going to want to get there in January and go, I can't believe I didn't get 55% off blinds.
Welcome back, everybody.
Back.
Do you want to know what made this movie so much better, really quickly?
I'd love to hear it.
Universal Yums.
Oh, it did. You're right.
Universal Yums, this official snack of season 3. Just crushing it. Snacks from all over the world.
Their holiday boxes are coming out any day now.
So excited. So go to universalyums.com/deck, and you're not going to regret it because it's just a fantastic time.
It's
and
good
snacks
stuff.
For the holiday season. You're going to love it. universalyums.com/deck. You know what also made this movie so great for
me? The hot
me
take?
Is the fact that we're going to do the hot take.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I was walking down the street. I bumped into a guy, and he was like, hey, man, how's it going? And I was like, well, I'm doing pretty good, personally. And he was like, what was making you feel so good? And I was like, today I'm going to get to hear my friend Panda share his hot take. And it, I don't know, it does something for my heart and my soul that not many things can do. And at that point, he had already walked away. He was no longer interested.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But he didn't know anything about anything.
No, he didn't know anything about what I was talking about. But I want to know your hot take because I care about them and it's so hot and you're hot. Everything's hot.
Thanks, buddy.
Sorry, that got weird. Go ahead.
Yep. No, it got weird?
No, it was, I adore this movie. Like I absolutely love this movie. It's I don't know if it's number one. It's close in my list. It might end up being number one. But here's what I love about this movie. Michael Rady, first of all, is magnificent, and so is the actress. What's her name? I can't remember her. The violin.
Lucia?
Player. Lucia, yeah, that's it. She's phenomenal as well. Not only just that violin, but I think she does a really great job of just making the relationship feel natural. I bought this relationship 100%. I love the B characters in this. Obviously, the violin playing is beautiful. I love that they introduce Michael Ray's mom, who has Charcot-Marie Tooth. I think that's such a great thing that Hallmark is doing, trying to branch out and bring awareness to different things. I love that. Man, this movie hits me in the feels. It's a beautifully done movie. I can't say enough good about what they did with this movie. I love it. Christmas Bow, huge win.
If you guys remember the kickoff, we talked about a couple of movies that involved music this year. And the big one that everyone was talking about heading into it was Chateau Christmas. Yeah. And I said, guys, I think we're sleeping on the Christmas bow.
You don't want to sleep on the
bow. I think we're sleeping on the bow because we got the Rady. We've got this amazing violin player. I think this is going to be the one to watch. And I am here to report back and let everyone know that I was 100% correct. This was the one to watch. It's my favorite of the weekend for sure. And it's right up there. I'm going to have to do some serious just prayer and meditation on this because it was so good. I loved it. To Panda's point, I thought Lucia gave my favorite performance of the year so far. I thought it was so relaxed, and it wasn't as if she was putting on a performance. It was, I believe that this story was true to her, and I felt it. And I don't know. I loved it. I loved her. I would love to see her back. And I love that Hallmark gave her the room to breathe in this movie. And by breathe, I mean to play and to show just her amazing talent. It was amazing. And Rady did such a good job of being there and getting out of the way when he needed to. I love Michael Rady a lot. And I just thought he shined in this movie and did just such a great job of elevating everyone around him. He's a pro when it comes to these movies, and so it was great. I loved it. I thought it was so good. We'll get to more of it and all the feels. I don't want to get into that too much, but I loved it. I loved it so much. It meant a lot to me, not only as a person who loves Christmas and loves these movies, but also somebody who loves music. So big fan for Brandon.
So, you know, we've watched hundreds of these movies now, and I would say that the very rare version of these movies is one that kind of transcends the Hallmark genre or rises above its station. Like Snow Bride felt more like a romantic comedy than a Hallmark movie to me. Two Turtle Doves felt more like a movie about grief, I think, than a Hallmark movie to me. And it doesn't happen often. The Christmas Bow does not do that, does not transcend Hallmark, the Hallmark genre. Having said that, before I started watching these movies, if you asked me what Hallmark movies were about, I would have said all of it is built around some very sincere emotional moments, having not seen the movies. Like, I didn't realize that some of the other tropes in these movies, but I feel like the best version of a Hallmark movie is one that has some big heavy hitter emotional moments in it and moves kind of from station to station to get to those moments. And when those moments hit, either they work or they don't work. This movie within that genre, I think, does hit really well. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would watch it again. I still think I have it below Delivered by Christmas because I think Delivered by Christmas does do that. Better than this movie does, but
by that you mean transcend
the genre. That's right. And there's a performance that's much more nuanced, in my opinion, in Delivered by Christmas. Ian Bailey gives the most nuanced performance of the season. I think Lucia Micarelli, I believe, is wonderful. Michael Rady gets to play himself in this movie. That is not a criticism of Michael Rady. We've seen him play rich dudes who need to learn a lesson. We've seen him play other things. If you've ever spent any time with Michael Rady, this is who this guy is. This is who he is. He's just a good-natured guy. He very much, the line delivery is very much like he would do here, just some subtle sarcasm. There's not a lot he needs to do in this movie except for watch, which is what he told us, and he was not lying because the music is the star of the show. The big moment, specifically the flashback with Grandma, is a big moment. So for me, it's not a movie that I would watch again, but I think if you love Hallmark movies, how could you not love this movie and appreciate the fact that the music is all actually done by her, at least, not everybody else. And the performances are good. So yeah, I mean, it's two on my list right now. It's two on my list behind Delivered by Christmas. I think Delivered by Christmas, the nuance in the dad's performance, is the best thing I've seen all year on Hallmark. And it's not really even close. So yeah, I think that if you left this weekend and thought any movie other than this one was the best one, I just don't know what you're watching. And I get it. Everybody has different tastes, but I just feel like this movie was head and shoulders the best of this weekend. And it wasn't really even close.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
If you remember back episode one of season three, we talked to Chris Palaha.
Yep.
Palaha said this movie was his. Was in the States, wasn't in the States. Can you imagine that movie?
It's fascinating. I imagined it the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah.
And Chris is determined to make something of his character in every single movie. And he would have done that. Like, I'm not saying that is a bad thing. Like, Chris is going to find some little nuances in the character. He's going to make it work for him. And that usually makes the movie better. I'm not sure if that's what this movie needed. Because it already borders on melodrama. Like, already. Mom has a disability. My grandma died of dementia. I've got, like, there's so many things that stack up in that melodrama category that having a male lead that had any sort of, you know, hindrance about him or any sort of baggage would have been very, very difficult, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'll watch Palaha anytime I get a chance to.
Yes. But
I just thought that this was it for Rady. Like, Rady did such a good job in this role. Like, you're exactly right. That it was him. Like, he's always cheering people on that he's beside, and just, he didn't try to do more than he needed to.
Only positive things to say about people. Doesn't want to offend anybody. Like, he's just who he is. Yep. Yeah, it's who he is.
So I loved it. I thought he was great in it. Let's get to all the feels part of the show. We talk about one this movie gave us his feels. Panda.
You know, the low hanging fruits, obviously the big moments, grandma and all that stuff. I'm not going to do those. I'm going to pick the one that I still really love. I loved anytime he gets to interact with his nephew. His nephew is a hoot, first of all.
I think it's technically his cousin.
It's his cousin. Yeah, you're right. Yep. It's not. Yeah. So cousin, and I love it. His cousin's a riot. When he says, "Hey, I'm the best wingman," I laughed out loud. Like, I thought that was a funny scene. I think that when he's inadvertently letting is it Kate? Is that her name? The Kate know that you know, Michael's character's into her. I think that's a funny scene. I think that's a really charming scene, and it works really well.
Yeah, I think Gavin's the best kid of the year so far.
Yes, kid in Delivered by Christmas, once again.
Delivered by, those are,
I think,
both
that's
great.
The thing is, this movie
Let's put those kids up against each other and see who wins.
In a battle royale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no a good fighting, idea. Just like line delivery.
In an acting royale?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Wow.
A couple of things quickly. The North Pole Express. All in on that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Big surprise.
Casting an actual person with CMT. Love that. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of shots in this movie that were beautiful. Namely, the swooping staircase shot leading into the flashback of the grandma. Beautiful shot, beautiful way to show that you're going into a flashback, mm-hmm. which Hallmark doesn't do often. And so I thought it was a really well done way to show that. The music store, I've spent a lot of time in music stores in my life. And this one being as Christmassy as it was, of course, hit it home. And it would just, the scene with the grandma, it's the most feels I've ever gotten in one of these movies for like, it was a beautiful scene. And I think the thing that made it beautiful is the lack of, it's just a song. There's no real dialogue. It's just like, hey, play something. And that leads into this beautiful scene. I don't know. It was fantastic.
An entire story it was, through that. Like,
it's the best feels I've ever gotten in one of these movies. So it delivered for sure.
It reminded me of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist when, what's his name? Peter Gallagher's character, the first time that you see him pop out of his illness and fantastically like dance with his daughter and sing to her.
Yes.
And that's the same amount of feels I got in this.
Grandpa Joe's face, just watching in amazement. Right. Mm-hmm. Kate's face as she's playing and trying not to break out in tears. Yeah. The dad who's willing to jump in to help her, like, I don't know, it all.
And works. I do think in a movie that, give this movie credit because it doesn't pack in dialogue. It breathes. You get a lot of scenery, a lot of just musical interludes. And I think in a movie that's going for the punch every time, that could come off as saccharine. Like, I really think a scene of that level of emotion could come off really bad. I don't think it's a guaranteed hit. And I think the way they did it was really, really beautiful. And, you know, my grandma has dementia and her getting just, snippets of her memory back through something she sees or hears. Is a joy. So I think that there is something that people can connect with there. My feels, while it is clearly that scene, I would just back up and say my feels are this movie utilizes the same Christmas carols we've heard over and over again better than.
Yep.
I hate to just give a blanket statement, but probably better than any Hallmark movie I've ever seen. Like, they're not new songs. This is still, we start with her playing Carol of the Bells on violin. I'm in for that. Mm-hmm. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. These are songs that we've heard. And but they utilize them, and maybe it's because she's just a good violin player. They utilize them better, I think, than most of these movies. And that flashback scene is kind of the crown of that of those moments. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely feels to be had here.
This movie had Hall of Fame feels, and some of the shots that they were doing, and the way in, I don't know, it had Hall of Fame feels, and we don't have a Hall of Fame movie. So if we get to the end of the year. Still don't have a Hall of Fame. I'll stamp this one.
Next week, though. Timeless Christmas.
Yeah, Timeless Christmas.
I don't know if Timeless has the Hall of Fame feels, but we'll see.
What are you doing in my house?
I can't wait to actually see that.
I think that movie's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know. It won't. In my opinion, I don't think it's going to carry the emotional impact that this movie had. Well, I guess we'll find out.
It'd be hard going from 2019, where you have the kid who finds his birth mom, seeks her out, and they did a chorus together, and then 2020, it's just Ryan Pavey. What are you doing in my house? It's not a one-to-one, but I'm excited for it. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the what of this movie. Welcome back, everybody, to the Hallmark Thursday edition. The one night only.
Thursday.
The big trucks are driving into town. And they're talking about Hallmore. Hey, it's time for the Wait What? It's part of the show. We talk about when this movie made us go, wait, what? Panda?
I want to talk about the Christmas tree lot because there's just a sled full of snowballs that are pretty much hanging out. I'm here for it. Just don't know why you would do that in a Christmas tree lot where people are, in kind of close proximity to one another. It just seemed ill-advised. That's the first one. Grandpa Joe surprises everyone by showing up not a couple days early, but an entire, by my count, 2 weeks early. And everyone just kind of rolls with it, which, again, I'm here for. But normally, I mean, I think this is the earliest show up. We always have a relative who shows up a little bit earlier. This is a full weeks early.
It never, to me, that felt very organic. I know that felt like he used to run the store that his kids run now.
He's missing his wife.
He's missing his wife.
Hey, listen, I'm down with it. I'm just saying a text. Yeah. Just give it a call or something. I'm swinging
in. He did just let himself in.
He's like, hey, Joe's here 2 weeks early. This also leads me to a weird scene. And I'm again, the scene is emotional. It's very powerful. But the way they edit it, this is purely an editing thing. Grandpa's holding the photo album. And he looks down and it's two pictures. It's on one side of the page. It is the picture of Patrick and Kate together when they're little. And then on the other side of the page is a picture of his wife. It's very clear. It's the same page. Then they pan out and he turns the page. Then they cut back and he has clearly not turned the page. It's the same exact photo. And there's been no page turn whatsoever. Just a little weird. Like, it was clearly, it was a jarring scene in the sense of just not great editing in a movie that overall I thought had pretty good scenes and editing things. And then I want to say the PT appointment at the very end.
What'd you do? You had those big eyes.
I was drinking water.
It was a big eye. It was a big eyed water, like where you want to say something, but you're fighting back.
What about, no, I'm just drinking water over here. Just big eye drinking water.
It's a big eye water boy.
It's a big eye water boy.
Okay.
Big eyed water boy.
This Thursday.
And the nuts and the nougat and the silver spoon.
Put the nerds in and then you have room. Because no one's going to be around you. Stikers.
You good?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You had more.
I had more. I'm done.
Go.
No, I'm not. I'm done.
No, it's fine. Just let's move on.
Did you have any other ones?
I have a few. It's good. You're good.
I'll come back to you because I want to hear what they are. The Christmas tree lot, I also had one. They had trees that were pre-lit, and I didn't know what they were. A lot of the trees already had lights that were lit up, and I didn't know what the deal was with the tree lot. Like, do you get the lights with the tree that you pick out? Did you guys notice it?
I did not notice that.
Huh. I didn't notice the snowballs. So if we were one person, yeah, that we would really
I noticed hear. The snowballs, and I just was like, that sounds like
so Kate and Patrick first meet, they meet in this coffee shop. And Kate is talking to Gavin, and they're having a conversation, and Patrick is in line.
Yeah.
Okay? He comes over from the line and starts talking. Oh, my gosh, it's Kate. So he leaves the line. But Gavin had already ordered two hot chocolates. What was Patrick doing in line? What was Patrick doing in line?
I don't know. You're right. He'd already ordered.
He had already. Yeah. Gavin had already ordered for them. Was there something? Did he ever get it?
Did he have to pay? Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe Gavin was ordering.
Gavin ran ahead and said, "Hey,
gonna pay.
He's going to pay." I don't know.
Maybe
don't
he's
know.
Doubling up on the hot chocolate.
Ooh, it's a double
extra up. Double extra whipped cream.
There is a lot of hot chocolate in this.
There
movie,
is not so upset about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. And last but not least, am I supposed to believe that Grandpa Joe's playing the guitar at the end? Am I supposed to believe it? Because he's clearly not. Joe is not trying.
Like
he's not even moving his fingers.
He's just.
Am
like
I supposed to believe that he is? Because I would be fine if you would just say, "Hey, Santa, sit up there. We'll play the track behind it. Just stay
Did
in there."
Did you hear a guitar at all? I didn't.
Yeah,
even
you
hear
can
one.
Hear the guitar. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a guitar playing, but he's not even trying.
I will say
he's got
I heard
a chord
it.
Locked in, and he's got his hand here, but he's not moving
he's not
and
even,
changing
He's not
chords.
Even trying.
No.
And so I don't know. Like I don't know if I'm supposed to believe it or not. Like maybe
it was
maybe she's playing. Maybe she's playing to a track, and
that
he's just
the
up there
like,
for
why,
look.
Why? Why do they? Why is that necessary?
We've done such a good job of having musicians that can actually play, show off their talents, and then you got Joe up there just hey, right. I don't know. I don't know if I was supposed to believe it or not.
Dan? Yeah, these medical professionals are not professional and are borderline not medical either. The doctor that she sees when she hurts her hand, he has got all kinds of Christmas jokes. And he loves his tie and he loves his socks and he loves to laugh about all of them. But he doesn't, I don't know. He says this. He asks her quite like things to do with her hand, and then he does a funny one at the end, like point to the direction of, I don't remember, point the direction something. And then he says, even a magnetic, maybe I wrote this down wrong, even a magnetic chair couldn't do that. Festive fun fact.
No, magnetic compass.
Magnetic compass. Even a magnetic compass couldn't do that. Festive fun fact. That's not, I don't think that's festive or fun. I think it may be a fact. I'm not even sure if it's a fact. What is, like, what part of bedside manner is saying weird Christmas things and then saying they're festive fun facts? And then Kate buys him, talks Patrick into buying him the socks. Great gift for this guy because he's kooky bananas. So you buy him the Christmas socks, and Patrick gave him the socks at work, I would assume. And then they show up for the Christmas party. Does the doctor have the socks on? No, he doesn't. That should be the end of that discussion. He should have left them at home. No, he pulls those socks out of his pocket and he says, thank you for these Christmas socks that you gave me earlier today. Was he carrying around socks all day?
Maybe to thank gave him to him that day and he
at
like
Malone's Christmas party.
And he just forgot to take them out.
In his suit and tie he wears to treat people in.
It happens.
It happens more so than you think.
The Hallmark, so we'll get
he
to that.
We're here. He takes socks out of his pocket. I'm not sure if he's a medical doctor. And then as a PT, look, as a medical professional, you're never supposed to promise any sort of health. You're never supposed to do it. And the first thing that Patrick says to her is, you're going to be better than ever. He guarantees her she's going to be a better violin player after messing up her hand than before. It's just not okay. It's just not something that you would do in any circumstance
at all. He likes her.
And then also, I never see him treat anyone but his mom and his girlfriend, which is a conflict of interest, especially if you're doing it. You know, if you want to treat them at home, that's fine. But if they're going to go in and see a PT in the clinic, they would go, like his mom would go see someone else. That she wouldn't go see him, which is very, very weird. This is not a wait what for this movie, but I'm just curious because the Rocky Mountain Philharmonic is a big deal. And I believe that is only a big deal because they use the words Philharmonic, because there's Philharmonics everywhere. There's a South Carolina. Yeah. At what level does Philharmonic not become impressive? Like she clearly is one of the best violinists in the world.
Right.
Like at what point is Rocky Mountain, like what is it? Is it Appalachian Mountain? Is it Greater Greenville Philharmonic?
No,
like,
I've been to the Greater Greenville. They're really it's good. Amazing.
They're really good. Really, is it really the Pickens tough. County?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the venue in which they are occupying. Yeah. The venue that the Rocky Mountain, it was a beautiful venue.
It was a beautiful venue.
That's a nice Philharmonic. Yeah. Pickens is over there at the Pickens Speedway.
Yeah. Oh, and it's outside. Still no
good.
Mics.
They are good.
But you're a Philharmonic boy. You just any Philharmonic.
I am actually, I play the harmonica.
And the Philharmonica. It's a different thing altogether.
They call you Philharmonic Panda.
Philharmonic
they
Panda.
Do.
Yeah, Panda Harmonic. I would say I've got more. There's a real weird conversation between daughter and Katie and her dad, and it's basically he says a violin goes to sleep and needs to be awakened, and she says this one's like a groggy teenager because she's having a hard time playing it.
Right.
And then he says, no, that one sounds like it's awake and has had its morning coffee.
He's saying it doesn't sound as bad as you think it does.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But if we're following this illustration, which is very tough to find, she stopped playing in the middle of it, and he's saying that it sounds great.
It sounds better than you think it does. You're being hard on yourself.
And he's saying that by just saying it sounds like it's had its cup of this violin.
Yes, it sounds awake. It sounds more awake than you think.
Yes, great, more awake than you think.
Yep. I'm glad we're on the same page there now. And then. Last two things. One is phantom pain. I learned what phantom pain was. It's not what they say in the movie. Phantom pain involves you losing a limb and still feeling pain there. Their use of
that's
phantom,
not how I understood it.
Well,
it's a phantom.
Yeah,
and he just comes around. And he's just like, "Hey,
you're on
the phantom pain. Phantom pain of the house.
Do you guys just see that?" It's Phantom Pain. In and out. Couldn't even catch him.
Phantom Pain, he gets a bad rap.
He does.
But he's actually if you get to know Phantom, he's a good guy.
Off the clock, Phantom Pain is the best.
Does he cause harm and pain? Yes. Yeah. But again, that's his job. Yeah. And there's nothing he can do about that.
He can't.
And lastly,
he's a Phantom.
I'm sure the rest of you watching, we're just wrapped up in the movie at this point, and you're probably going to be upset, but I just don't understand the gift of the bow. Like, I just, she is a professional violinist with a dad that owns a music store.
Well, yeah, that actually is my what the hallmark, because I didn't know. I thought maybe I missed it. Why was the bow?
There is no significance aside from he worked with her dad to get her a gift that's meaningful. The problem is that if you play violin at that level, your bow is very important to that process, and you wouldn't just take a new one out of the box over the one that you've been playing with for any sort of performance. And it just seems her dad owns a music store.
I've always I've always understood bows as like basketball shoes. Like, you don't wear brand new shoes in a game.
But there's so many better romantic gestures than giving her something that she would know to buy for herself and have the best of because her parents run a music shop.
I assumed I had missed something.
I was like, her parents run a music shop. This is a terrible gift. Yeah. It would be free. It would be at cost. Yeah. I just don't, of all the things.
Well, if it was made of unicorn hair?
Well, then, and now it's a different story. If you got unicorn hair in there, different animal altogether.
It's very powerful.
Phantom Pain.
The bow chooses you. The
Phantom Pain actually tracked it down.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, because phantoms are in the same
That's all I got.
Universes. Unicorns. Those phantoms, man. Do you have any what the
hallmarks? I don't have any.
You don't have any what the hallmarks? Do you have any more questions? Yeah.
What the hallmark?
Yeah. Sorry, I had transitioned because that was mine.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. What the hallmark? I do. I want to know more about Roman, the doctor.
Yeah.
How did he decide that he was going to become really the embodiment of Christmas? I mean, he is really like takes it to the next level.
He loves
He
loves his Christmas jokes.
His bedside manner is interesting. But I love the guy. I was here for him. Big fan of him overall.
Can I have a question? So,
You have a question?
Can I have a question?
Sure.
Yes. So, we are to assume that Kate Malone's mom like kept her last name.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
She never calls herself that, but her dad's last name was Malone, and so.
But so I didn't know that the store was Grandpa Joe's. Until Grandpa Joe said it, because it was Malone's, and I just assumed because of the way that things typically are that it was the dad's store or in that family. But then I'm assuming that Kate's mom kept her last name because Kate's last name is Malone as well, right? So how did the name that was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's weird that they've passed down by daughter.
Yeah. But
I mean, they broke a lot of rules in the movie.
They broke a lot of rules. Do you have any more?
I do. I do. The at one point, Patrick brings his mom some coffee, and she said, "That better not be decaf." And he said, "I learned my lesson last time." What happened last time? Boy, do I need to know what happened last time. Like, what did he have to reckon, like, by bringing his mom decaf coffee? Like, how bad did it get?
She's surly.
What happened? Was she throwing stuff at him? Like, I need to know. I mean, Michael would probably have that answer. Yeah. I feel like he'd have that answer for us. Would. But that's what I need to know.
Yeah. We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
Super fun.
We're going to be back next week. Don't you worry. Four more movies in 1 week. And guys, we're getting so close to Thanksgiving. Can you smell the turkey? Can you smell the
pumpkin potatoes, pie? The pie?
Yeah.
The Pennsylvania folks were traveling down Dixie Sunny Shore.
You went a little country there for a second.
I did hate it.
Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. We have something that we like to end every show with. It's called the Double Decker of the Week. And as we're Panda, you do the deep dive.
I do.
You go on Spider Finder. You find you look up information about people who have joined Bramble Jam Plus, mm-hmm. and you share their stories.
Yeah,
so many of them just are beautiful stories. So many of them are not, and so I'm excited to hear about today's. Dan, who do we have?
Yeah, two Facebook faves: Jamie Siegel and Paige Holland.
Whoa,
Jamie Siegel and Paige Holland.
Yeah, they became friends. And listen, they're just supporters. They're not entrepreneurs, but they did meet at a quaint little place called Fondue.
They met at a place called Fondue. Okay.
So
Fondue.
It's like a fondue place, but they do fun things with it?
No. You're right on the fondue part, but you also get a fondue at the same time, a nice hairdo.
So it's a salon and fondue.
You got it, Dan.
Okay. So somebody's cutting your hair and you're eating.
Eating at the same time. It's the dream.
It sounds like there's some hygienic issues there.
You know, so you're a little negative, and I don't like that posture.
That's
on you.
Fine. How does it fix the problem?
I don't see an immediate problem.
Is someone cutting hair over food?
Well, there's plastic bags abounding.
What do you mean abounding?
Okay,
are they just running around
in
the wind?
Well, they make sure that they keep it so that the hair doesn't fall where you don't want it to.
How do they do that?
Well, there's multiple people holding them right by you so that you're just...
Well, there's one up here too?
Yeah. Just keep an eye.
But it's clear so you can see the food.
Oh, absolutely. No, they thought through everything. Impressed by it.
How's the fondue though?
Middling. Not bad.
What about the haircuts?
They're fun. They can be fun.
Fun. Okay.
I mean, this is how I got...
From like a mom's cut to a great clips. Like, where does it land?
Oh, now
he made great clips the high end because he's talking to you.
And I gotta be honest with you, they're not great clips level. No. A few places are
super cuts, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. If you go VIP,
okay, all right. What comes with the VIP?
At Fondue?
Yeah.
Well, you get...
At Supercuts.
Well, I wouldn't know about it because they have that special... At Supercuts, they have the best shaver.
They don't spit in your face. That's the VIP at Supercuts. We don't treat you like garbage.
Hey, here's a question for you. You guys, did your moms cut your hair?
Yes.
No.
No. No, really?
Did not.
Did you ever give your mom, let's do this, and she just totally botch it?
Yes.
Is that how this... I want an afro. Bob Ross.
I had just amazing, just silky, smooth, long hair. And I said, Mom, Bob Ross is awesome. Let's do that. And it's never gone back to normal.
That perm has been permanent. Right.
I think I told you guys, I got a mullet one time. Yeah. The first time I ever went to a hairstylist, like a professional one, my mom used to cut. And, well, I was a teenager and it had taken me months to grow my hair out back when I had hair. Yes. And then my mom was scared to
This was the 60s, it was the time when you could get away with longer hair.
My parents were afraid. My mom was afraid to clip it. She was like, I'm going to send it to somebody. And they ended up just cutting off the hair around the ears entirely. So it was just kind of long in the front and then completely long.
Be honest with us. Was it fondue? It was fun.
We'll be
back next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. And until next week, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.